It's time for Champions of Education, brought to you each week by the Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every single day. And we have a very special guest on the hotline this week. It's Jessica Barwox, principal over at Elyria's Prospect Elementary. Jessica, how are we doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time to join me today. I know before we started recording here, you told me you've been hesitant about, maybe doing on-air profiles and features before, but here you are. So I'm proud of you taking that big step forward and doing something out of the comfort zone. So I do appreciate the time. Thank you again for joining me here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And I wanted to start, with something, some great news that you guys had, I believe last week this came out. For the third consecutive year, you guys at Elyria Prospect Elementary have been recognized for successfully implementing positive behavioral interventions and supports, PBIS as it's known. You guys won a bronze award there. If you could, just talk to me about, what that award is all about, what PBIS is all about. And again, the third year in a row you guys have been recognized for this. Just talk about what that means to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, this is our third consecutive year. We're very, very proud of that. And the biggest piece of this is not, what the teachers are doing, what the students are doing, what the parents are doing. It's definitely a collaborative effort. We are all working together. Everybody's speaking the same language. We have implemented three B rules. That's B-E-E rules. So like we all hold up our little, you make the number three sign kind of looks like a B to remind yourselves of the three B rules. And we've got the be responsible, be respectful, and be ready to learn. And basically what our bronze level achievement is for implementing those three rules. The students, we have lessons that we implement. I always kind of like to say if you can't add, we need to teach you how to do that. If you can't subtract, we'll teach you how to do that. If you can't read, we'll teach you how to do that. Well, if you can't behave, what do? Do we punish you? No, we have to teach you how to do that as well. So in using the three B rules, we teach lessons and we teach the students what each of those, be respectful, be responsible, be ready to learn, what that looks like in the classroom, whether you're in the classroom or on the school bus or in the cafeteria or on the playground, even walking in the hallways. We teach lessons for each of these areas and talk about what that looks like and what the students should be doing and what the teacher should be doing. And then we also send this home with the kids so that the parents can reinforce that at home as well. And so it's everybody all speaking a common language is basically where we're at.
Wow. Very cool. Very cool. I'd say, the behavioral interventions and supports, I think that's certainly come a long way from the days of nuns smacking kids with rulers on the wrists and doing all of that. So that's very cool to hear. Now, do you see instances with certain kids and certain individuals that, you see this taking effect maybe early on in a school year? You notice some behavioral issues or whatever the issue may be, and maybe they go through, those three B's and they start to do some things. Do you start to see that progress with certain individuals throughout the school year?
Absolutely. We definitely see there's a better climate, within the school that we've noticed since implementing these B rules. Our positive, we do positive office referrals. Those have increased. So students, if they're demonstrating these three B rules, they get sent to the office. And then it's really kind of funny. One of my favorite parts of the job is to call the parents with the kids standing right here and call the parents and say, well, little Johnny's been sent to the office today. And the mom goes, oh, why? Or dad says, oh, gosh, why? What happened? I said, well, they were following the B rules. And, we kind of get to turn it around that being sent to the principal's office is a good thing. And so, we like to reward them with those positive phone calls, positive office referrals. Students are also able to earn B bucks. So if students are caught being good, are caught doing the right thing, then they get awarded with B bucks, and they can turn those B bucks into we have a school store, a B buck store, and they get to turn those in for various prizes. And so, yeah, it's been very successful. We also have a kind of a second tier for kids that don't always want to follow the rules, have a little bit more of a difficult time, might need a little more support. We do a check-in, check-out process. So we've got a group of students that are kind of paired with a mentor. And so that mentor will check in with them at the beginning of the day, check out with them at the end of the day, just trying to keep that positive relationship you know, really going forward and motivating the student to do their best, to try their best, to follow the rules, and just trying to keep it all very positive-based as opposed to negative and punitive.
Yeah, which is such, again, a change from how things, I think, used to be at that level. That's so awesome to hear. No wonder you guys have a bronze award in that area. That's very, very cool to hear. I know my grade school, you know, they were always there for us and all of that, but we didn't, you know, have these B rules or the B bucks, which you add a financial incentive for the kids. That'll surely get them going as well. Wow, that's fantastic
Absolutely.
To hear. Very cool stuff. Very cool stuff. Jess Barwalks is our guest this week, Elyrius Prospect Elementary Principal on our Champions of Education here. Now, before we started recording here, you told me you guys are all back online now, kind of how things have to go with this COVID-19 pandemic still lurking around. So, how have kids responded to that change? I mean, they've been dragged in so many different directions throughout this school year. How have they kind of handled all of that throughout this first semester?
You know what, I really have to say, I have to give a huge kudos to our parents who have become our co-teachers, I will say. Our parents are our co-teachers, and the students, you know, it's hard. You know, we're in elementary school, and so, you know, things are typically, you know, more visual, and we're more hands-on in elementary school. And so moving to all virtual has been quite an adjustment. And the majority of our kids have really done well. They've really embraced the new learning model, and they're just trying their best, and that's all that we ask. And so, you know, we're constantly reaching out to parents and checking in to see if there's something else that we can do to support them. You know, if they don't have internet, we're providing hotspots. Every student has a Chromebook. So we're trying to take some of the barriers away so that they can get on and can continue with their learning while we're in this virtual model.
Now, are there things that you've learned from this virtual model that you know, maybe are looking to implement moving forward? I know in an ideal world, it's, you know, get everybody back in the school, get everybody back in the classrooms and get learning back to normal that way. But it seems like it might be a while before that comes around. So are there things, that you're learning? Are there challenges that you're overcoming in that virtual realm that you can say, hey, we can use this moving forward? This can be helpful moving forward at Prospect Elementary.
I would have to say, quite honestly, I think that the relationship piece of this virtual model, I think relationships, you know, and that's an Elyria City Schools thing. We're all about building the relationships and always doing what's best for kids. And so it's kind of been interesting. I don't know if I would say it's necessarily something that we would change, more or less as it's affirmed what we're already putting into place, is building those relationships, putting, you know, Maslow before Bloom, you know, meeting with the kids, meeting their needs, building those relationships, making sure that they have what they need. Do they have food? Do they have, you know, anything else, any extra school supplies that we can help? Do they need clothing? You know, and we're reaching out to those families and really continuing to build that school-to-home partnership. And so, if anything, as we've gone virtual, that partnership is really our biggest link mm-hmm. to the success of the child and their education. And in some cases, you know, there needs to be some extra supports in place. And so, you know, we're happy to assist our families with those. You know, we've done home visits. I just got back from visiting about 10 houses this morning, you know, just dropping off food and clothes and work materials and just, you know, checking in on the family, seeing what they need. Also making some morning wake-up calls. You know, I'm happy to do those as well. We've got some students that might need a little word of encouragement in the morning to get up and get moving. So there definitely are challenges, but I think that relationship piece that we've always known to be so important, it is vital in this learning model.
And that's awesome. You mentioned making those visits, taking the time to do those check-in calls. And I'll tell you what, Jessica, I know for a fact that parents certainly do appreciate that. I know my mom, always was critical of the public school system that my younger sister was in because they were just kind of distant, didn't really seem to care or check in if, you know, she was struggling or whatever the case may be. So I think in this scenario that we're all in right now and that we're all dealing with, I think they certainly appreciate you taking the time to check in and just say, hey, or drop off, you know, whatever it may be. So that's fantastic that you're taking the time to do that. Very, very cool.
Absolutely.
Jessica, we can close on this. If there were any kinds of, you know, messages, updates, news that you'd like to share with your community moving forward as we hit the thick of the holiday season here, what would that be?
Ooh. That's a good one.
Open-ended, I know.
I would honestly say, you know, it's on our T-shirt here, but, you know, if you could be anything in this world. You could do anything. Just be kind. Be kind to one another. A little bit of kindness just goes a long way. And so extending that kindness is my advice to others, and especially as we enter the holiday season here, just be kind.
And if you're being kind at Elyria's Prospect Elementary, you can earn yourself some B-Bucks. Go on over to the B-Bucks store, cash in. Very, very cool. Jessica,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for the time. I really do appreciate you joining me here for our Champions of Education. Best of luck to you and everybody over there at Prospect Elementary the rest of this semester and heading into next semester as well.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.